Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I was driving up Highway 5 several years ago at nighttime during a storm. I was just north of Vancouver, Washington, when I came over a crest in the highway and was mesmerized for a fraction of a moment by lights pointing in all directions, like a scene from the movie Close Encounters of a Third Kind. Almost instantly, I realized I was looking at car headlights pointing in various directions, depending on how the car ended up after spinning out of control in a snow flurry. So some landed backwards in a ditch and their headlights were pointing up, while others were pointing into the ditch and their lights were pointing down, and so on. At that exact moment of realization, I let up on my gas pedal, and bam, just like that, I was in a full-on spin. The slight deceleration of my back wheels was enough to break my tires free and cause me to lose control. Somehow, I did two full rotations and ended up facing forward in my lane. Just dumb luck, I assure you. That was my first experience seeing what happens when a bunch of drivers, who are not used to driving on snow-covered roads, suddenly and unexpectedly encounter a slippery patch of highway. Here's a contrasting story. A few years ago, I found myself on a bus in Kansas City in the aftermath of a freezing rainstorm. So there was about a quarter inch of pure ice covering everything. Every road, every sidewalk, every tree branch and blade of grass. It was incredibly slippery. So this bus driver saw a stop sign quite a ways off and down a slight hill, and he went through an amazing process to bring the bus to a controlled stop. He would touch his brakes, but as soon as his wheels broke free, he would let up on the brakes and then steer into the direction the bus had begun to slide to avoid spinning out of control. Once he got the bus back under control and going straight, he would put a little bit of brake back on and repeat the process. He did that about 5 times before bringing the bus to a perfect stop right at the stop sign. It was amazing to see. So now when someone from Missouri wants to tease me about being a Californian who can't drive in a blizzard, I just smile and nod my acceptance. But these experiences also taught me that the worst combination is where drivers who don't normally drive in slippery conditions are suddenly surprised by slippery conditions. And it turns out we can get that right here in Humboldt County. First of all, we don't get much snow, especially at the coast, so drivers are not used to driving in slippery conditions. But we can suddenly get downbursts of small hail right here at the coast that can make a stretch of highway really slippery. And we also have a lot of windy roads, which means it's easy to come around a corner and suddenly find yourself in a hailstorm. Now, next time I'll give you some tips on how to survive this situation. Here's a couple of hints. Don't put on your brakes and go easy on the steering wheel. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.